From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Austrian authorities avoid tragedy when they rescue several migrants trapped inside a van. Authorities say that police pulled three children near death from dehydration from the van packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. A Hungarian court on Saturday remanded four suspects for custody for another month as Europe continues to reel from its largest humanitarian crisis since World War II. Helmut Marban is a spokesman for the Burgenland, Austria police.
We have had in the year 2014, a whole year, we had about 4,500 refugees here in Burgenland. And this year, up to the end of August, we had more than 12,000.
Separately, Saturday, Libyan authorities say that three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank Thursday in the Mediterranean. Officials say that up to 200 people might have been drowned. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. A verdict was originally expected earlier this month, but the court repeatedly delayed the proceeding since Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahar Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest were arrested in December 2013. Grest was allowed to return to Australia earlier this year. Mohamed and Fahmy were taken into custody on Saturday. Western governments and rights organizations were quick to criticize the verdicts, with the U.S. State Department urging the Egyptian government to take all available measures to redress the decision. This is VOA News. Mississippi and Louisiana marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina on Saturday by ringing church bells, laying wreaths, and celebrating the resiliency of a region that is still recovering from the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. In New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward, residents and community activists gathered Saturday at the levee where Katrina's storm waters broke through and submerged the neighborhood. Bobby Jindal is Louisiana's governor.
We know that even as New Orleans has rebuilt and is rebuilding, there are those that are grieving the deaths of their fathers, their mothers, their brothers, their sisters.
In Mississippi, churches along coastal Hancock County tolled their bells in unison Saturday morning to mark the 10th anniversary of the day that Katrina made landfall in that state. The storm struck the U.S. Gulf Coast on August 29, 2005, killing 1,800 people and destroying more than 100,000 homes. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Islamabad, Pakistan, on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. The U.S. State Department said the talks are expected to focus on mutual interests and areas of concern, particularly terrorist and militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil. Rice is also likely to discuss Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's effort to negotiate peace with the Taliban and a recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi. The National Security Advisor's talks are also believed to involve the agenda for an expected visit to Washington by Prime Minister Sharif in late October. Turkish fighter jets carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. A foreign ministry statement said the aircraft began attacking Islamic State targets that were deemed to be threats to Turkey late Friday. In Washington, a Pentagon spokesman said the United States commends Ankara for its participation in coalition operations against Islamic State. The attacks came after Turkish and U.S. officials announced that they had reached a technical agreement concerning their cooperation, which calls for Turkey to be fully integrated into the coalition air campaign. And one suspect is under arrest in Thailand in connection with last week's bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. A police spokesman said the suspect was arrested Saturday on the outskirts of the city after police found possible bomb-making materials in his apartment. Bangkok police say that they are also seeking a second suspect. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.